Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Srilakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue with Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. During the rest of his school year, Percy tries to bring up Mrs. Dodds to everyone. But they would stare at him like he lost his case. His dyslexia and ADHD became worse and his grades slipped. He was frustrated in the class most of the time. He is also said that he will not be able to continue his 7th grade in his present school. But as summer approaches, he was waiting to see his mother, Sally Jackson. But he is also sad at the same time because he will miss Grover and Mr. Brunner and also the beautiful scenery that he gets from the class. The finals were approaching and Percy was sure that he would fail every subject. But he wanted to do good in Latin, which was Mr. Brunner's subject. He did not want to leave with Mr. Brunner thinking that he didn't even try. So he decided to go to Mr. Brunner for some last minute pointers. But by the time he reached there, he hears a conversation between Mr. Brunner and Grover. He eavesdrops their conversation and he hears things that didn't even make sense, but that was something about Percy. Grover said something like he doesn't have much time, the summer solstice is here, and Mr. Brunner was saying something about the mist and keeping him alive until next fall. Percy drops his textbooks unknowingly. He hides in the nearby classroom and sees a shadow of something that does not even look like Mr. Brunner. First of all, it was really tall and Mr. Brunner was in a wheelchair and he heard clomping sounds rather than the wheelchairs. But still, he hid in the classroom. After he was sure that the things were clear, he came out of the classroom and went into the dormitory. He found Grover there, lying as if nothing has happened. He waited for the next day. Latin exams. He was so confused that he made everything wrong, including things he was sure about. After his Latin exams, Mr. Brunner tries to say goodbye to Percy. He says that it was best for Percy to leave Yancey Academy. But he also said that Percy was not normal. Percy was embarrassed in front of the whole class. He became frustrated when he saw Nancy laughing at him. He leaves the room heartbroken. When he was about to say goodbye to Grover, Grover was acting really weird. It seems like Grover wanted to accompany Percy for the whole trip back home. And Percy agreed. And that's all for today. Let's continue this in the next podcast. Till then, stay safe. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.